Wisconsin struggles in the border battle with Minnesota, and eight-man football will get its own tournament. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by SportEngine.com. More high school sports news after this. WisSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sport Engine. Sport Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sport Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportEngine.com. The 10th annual Border Battle event was held at Onalaska High School on Saturday, as some of the top teams from Wisconsin faced off with some of the best from the state of Minnesota. Unfortunately, the Badger State didn't fare so well, as Stevens Point's 86-65 domination of Minnetonka was the only victory for a Wisconsin team of the six games. On Friday, two-time defending Division III state champion Brown Deer went to triple overtime against previously undefeated and D2 top-ranked New Berlin Eisenhower, as the Falcons of Brown Deer pulled out a 102-99 victory behind a game-high 28 points from senior Taurus Adams. In girls' hoops action from last week, Shamira Williams of Milwaukee Academy of Science posted a quadruple-double in a victory over Mesmer on Thursday, finishing with 33 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and 13 steals. The 5'9" freshman already has a scholarship offer from Marquette. At last week's WIAA Board of Control meeting, the group approved a separate eight-man football playoff to begin in 2018, replacing the jamboree that has been held the last several years. The board also gave first consideration approval to large-scale conference realignment in southeast Wisconsin, though final approval won't be voted on until April. A reminder that National Signing Day for football is this Wednesday. Head over to WisSports.net for a recap of a busy last week in recruiting and all the latest updates. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.